Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
We weren't done. Jay and I were in the middle of a conversation, and I was about to get to the juicy part to tell him, and then, and it's not, if it was something that you would care about, fine folks out there listening, I would share it.
No one cares.
But this would not be, it's boring work stuff.
Right, yeah, exactly. But good morning, everybody, and welcome to June 11th, 2024. Hey! You were literally in mid-word.
I was.
And then you realized.
Hold on. And you were almost disgusted, too. Like, hold on. We got to do this show.
Dang it. Oh, man.
Do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Steve, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You always ask, hey, is there anything I can do for you?
Every day.
If you wouldn't mind, would you bump that thermostat down 1 degree?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. It's a little warm in here today, yeah, Kev?
Yeah. Still waiting on my water, too.
Okay, that's not... See, that's something you're clearly capable of doing. He's sitting right next to the thermostat.
Of course, I mean, I'm very capable of doing it, but he says, is there anything else I could do for you? And I'm like, yeah, if you want to get me some ice and water, that'd be great.
We also told Steve about the long-standing tradition of the producer buying Father's Day gifts for the hosts, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
It is the one. We don't do birthdays, but we do Father's Day.
Right, yeah.
And so we will expect a gift.
Mm-hmm.
When is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, it is by Sunday.
You got a whole lot of nothing coming your way.
Yeah, and we'll enjoy it.
It's the holiday I'm the worst at because, you know, I haven't had a dad to worry about, so that's been kind of taking the pressure off.
Well, I mean, not ever, but for a long time. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, since I was 7.
Yeah, it seems weird the way you said it, but I understand what you meant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just one I always kind of forget about. Now, I know that people can get me stuff and do something. My son brought it up the other day. He's like, what do you want to do for Father's Day? And I said, is that coming up? This weekend.
Right,
Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
I'm going to make plans. I'm going to figure out what I want to do.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Golf?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
No golf?
I actually don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I got to go to a graduate. Don't have to. Get to.
You get to.
A couple of graduation parties.
On
do a Friday one, a Saturday one, and then I don't know. It'll be whatever my wife plans. I mean, she might not plan anything. We might just hang out. It's not like we're going to do a bunch of stuff. Probably just hang out. It's my guess.
Yeah, see, and I feel like
Friday, Saturday, like, very busy.
I feel kind of like a mother.
Excuse me?
In the fact that I almost would just like to have the boys come over, everybody at my house.
Yeah, you know, great.
With their girlfriends and life and everything, and just have them all there, and I'd barbecue or something.
I like that. See? Yeah, there was a conversation earlier today that I overheard from certain people, and they were like, well, you know, fathers shouldn't be barbecuing on Father's Day. That seems like the opposite. And I'm like, well, no, I think a lot of people like to grill and barbecue, and so it's all about what you like, I think, at that point. And you like doing it, right?
Yeah. I do think I have a lot more motherly instincts than fatherly because I always want to, provide everything and do like that. Like, I don't know, because my son and I had this conversation the other day. And he was like, yeah, I'm not like you. I don't do... he was like, you're more like a mom. And I've been... Some of my son's friends call me Mama Kev.
Oh.
Yeah, weird, right?
Don't care for that much.
I don't either, really. Oh, but you know what?
I've called you a mother before.
It's done with love. But it makes sense. I grew up with a mom, so of course I have more mom instincts.
Literally, just look at his face. Just look at Steve's face.
I just don't know what to say.
Say something. Jump in here.
You think Kevin's motherly the way he treats you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind it. Should I?
I no. definitely don't treat Steve.
No, you don't.
With my motherly gloves.
Your motherly what?
My motherly gloves.
What does that mean?
Gloves that I wear that make me do motherly things, and I handle you with them.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Maybe this will float her boat.
I'm sure.
1921, that's at least in this century.
Kevin James.
No, it's not.
So close.
Dang it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What a day so far.
Yes.
I mean, what a day.
What all has happened so far?
Well, I forgot my wallet. Had to go back home. Of course, I was out of gas. So, you know, otherwise I may have continued on.
Right. You may have been like, I could live without my wallet today.
Yeah, but nope. And I got to run a couple errands afterwards, so I needed it. That was a good start. Woke up a little bit late anyway. You know, it was one of those where you just go, of course, that's what happened.
Yeah.
You leave the house a few minutes late. You got a dog that doesn't want to go to the bathroom. Dog just wants to walk around, sniff for bunnies. Next thing you know, you're a little bit later. And you forget your wallet. My wife's like, stay where you are. I'll bring it to you. I'm like, well, I would, but I don't think that's any faster. So I'll just come home. There she was standing in the driveway with my wallet.
Oh, I do like that, though.
That's not an uncommon sight. Usually leaving with it.
Hey-oh. You're just running away with your wallet.
Hey-o. Easy. Easy.
You know.
Easy.
Easy, careful.
Well, I will tell you, my day has been fairly positive so far.
There you go.
It's been a lot of good stuff, it feels like. I didn't forget anything. I did, though. That's actually kind of a lie.
Yeah, you did lie. You forgot your food, bro.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it this morning was the trouble. I barbecued some chicken last night, and I was going to bring a few pieces this morning to
thank you for the thinking
on.
Of me, by the way. That's awesome. Appreciate it.
Well, Jay, I would have brought some for you. I will not bring any for Steve.
Why?
Steve and I are having an issue with that.
What? About food?
Because yesterday I said to him, hey, Steve, I'm going to barbecue some chicken later tonight. If you want to come over, that'd be awesome.
Oh, very generous.
Come over, have some barbecue, hang out, whatever. BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, man, well, I've got leftover Chinese food.
Right.
So I'm not going to be able to come over.
Because he couldn't hold that for another day?
Goes, yeah, and he goes, I don't want to waste it. I got a lot of Chinese food. And I go, yeah, hey, totally understandable, man. I get it. Then, last night, he posts a picture on his social media. Producer Steve, follow him, folks, on Facebook, on Instagram.
I'm going to follow him right now.
He is Producer Steve.
Okay,
are you Producer Steve 99.9 on Instagram?
I think it's like Producer _ 999 or something.
Whoa.
Like that.
Ooh, wow. This that guy.
Okay. So, yeah, follow him.
Producer Steve.
Great follow. Do you see what he posted a picture of last night?
Rice and bread? And a peanut butter, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Read that.
I feel like having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with leftover rice is probably not normal, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to enjoy eating it.
That's what I said.
Wait, that was leftover rice? That was the...
That was his... That's what he had to stay home for.
No. Okay.
Dry, white rice.
Hold on.
Leftover.
Hold on.
With a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Scroll down, Jay. See if you see my comment and a picture of the meat I had cooked.
I was going to say, total cost of Steve's meal, 13 cents, even in today's day and age.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kevin James.
You see me?
A lot of comments.
A lot of people commented about Steve's. He had some good action on that last night.
Okay.
He did.
Shake my head. With Kevin's
shaking
favorite,
my head,
with Kevin's favorite emoji. I invited you over for this, and there's a picture of the barbecue chicken, and you said, no, I have leftovers I need to eat. You can't be trusted.
I don't trust Steve any longer.
Yeah, he's a big fat liar.
That's what he stayed home for?
Pants on fire.
No.
And everyone agreed with me, Steve. How does that meat look, Jay?
I mean, it looks awesome.
Looks like restaurant quality.
Yeah, it looks really good. I like everything you've done there. I like the rice look, Steve.
I mean, and he doesn't even have anything on the right. It's
no,
just, like
just
plain white. And I can almost see how dry it is.
Do I get to defend myself?
Go for it.
Can I speak?
Steve,
can
I? You have the
floor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the situation. I ordered a lot of Chinese food the other day.
Uh-huh.
Had a bunch of it.
Right.
When it came fresh. And had some for lunch. Nice chicken and broccoli. A whole thing.
Nice.
A whole thing of chicken and broccoli. And I wasn't really that hungry for dinner. So I was like, oh, well, I still got some white rice left. But I feel like there should be a little bit more to it. And I was like, I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I combined the two. Now, I still have beef and broccoli left. So I still got more to eat. I just wasn't really that hungry at the time. So if I would have came over for chicken, I wouldn't have eaten anything.
Well, I mean, you had enough room for rice and a sandwich. I mean, I feel like you could have gotten two pieces of chicken down.
Do you guys know what BFF stands for, right? It's not barely friends forever.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Sure.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, man. I did get a little roasted yesterday for my actions.
From the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah, PB&J and rice is a bit of an odd combo.
It is odd.
Yes. I'll agree with that.
I did enjoy my favorite one is, are you pregnant?
Yeah. Yes, that was a funny comment.
Yeah. Like, well.
That was well played.
Yeah. Did you actually put nothing on the rice, though?
Hello?
I mean.
Nothing? Like, absolutely nothing on the rice? Just regular? Oh, gosh, dang, Steve.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's fine. Some people like really flavorful foods.
Yes.
Like, I feel like hot sauce on almost everything. Kevin likes sauces and stuff, and you're just not that guy, which is fine, but, man, you'd probably do pretty well in prison with their meals.
Oh, did you see, you were reading the comments then.
Did someone say that?
Someone says, looks like prison food.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Here's a scoop of rice, here's a PB&J.
I mean, it was good. I was really craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for some reason, so maybe.
What kind of jelly?
Nothing wrong with that. I have nothing wrong with what you ate. I mean, it's a weird combo, but it was just offensive while I sat there by myself, alone with all this chicken I had cooked up, and no one to eat it with me. My son, who I thought was going to be there for dinner, I had even told him, hey, you know, tomorrow night, I'm cooking, I'm barbecuing, but he had the gym. He had to go to the gym. He had an appointment at the gym.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had people. I'm sorry.
No, I was alone, Steve. Oh. I just sat there alone.
I apologize.
With my chicken.
Very sad.
I'm sorry.
In an effort to make Cantaloupe have a what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch.
You know the name of this song, Kevin?
I do not.
Hmm. Oh, come on, we're... Oh.
Alone again, naturally.
Oh, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, what do you think a cruise is like? What's your concept of it?
Well, I mean, I did go on the day cruise with my parents when they were here.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Yeah, it's like that if it's opposite day.
Kevin James.
Where my dad is going, I can't hear. What is he saying?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's kind of the same. Yeah, you're already ready.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, Coyote Country Cruise, July 11th. That's a Thursday night on Lake Coeur d'Alene for 3 hours. Kevin's got the tunes. We've got the fun for you. And if you'd like to go, we would suggest. Tickets went on sale yesterday, and there was a large response. So let's just say, if you want to go, pay attention to this next 30 seconds. The easiest way for you to get tickets to the cruise is to simply text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link. You can buy your tickets that way. You don't have to do anything other than just be on your phone, which is fun.
How easy is that?
Yeah. You can also get them at Silver Safari locations in the Northtown and Valley Malls, but the easiest possible way, of course, is just with your phone. Again, it's text the word cruise. We'll send you a link, and there you go. I will tell you, don't hesitate, because tickets are already going quickly, and it's sure to sell out. Okay, so there you go. And Steve's, unfortunately, Steve's dad won't be there going, I can't hear. What is he saying?
Now, I
don't
will
hear.
Tell you
what
this.
What is he saying?
Jay, that is definitely the easiest way to get tickets.
Right.
The way you just, second easiest way, be Steve's plus one.
Oh, what are we doing here?
Although I did see a post yesterday, Steve, of someone who shared, or, you know, they tagged a bunch of friends, maybe.
Okay.
And they said, girls' night, ? Uh-oh. To, like, all these girls, and they were all like, yeah. Now, I didn't go through and, like, stalk all of their pages, so I don't know.
That's got to be the first time you've ever said that.
Single, it is the first time. I just didn't have time. Normally, I would have looked for
Making
Steve.
Making dinner for Steve, yeah.
And been like, oh, yeah.
He had the candles out and the table set, and obviously. I just didn't show up.
Yeah. I don't know if these girls
well,
are
taken
or not.
Well, that's happened before, so.
But, Steve, I'm telling you, look at that. Girls' night coming to the cruise.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, so like these people who are texting right now, make sure you get your tickets. Get them quickly. All right, we got a little audio vault for you this morning.
Can they text Steve as well if they want to maybe be his plus one?
No, I don't. I don't recommend that at all.
Just text Steve to
to my number?
Little short code of the word Steve. We will do that at some point, Kevin, since you've mentioned that.
It's a great idea.
We are going to do that. Yeah. We'll set a link of Steve's picture.
Oh, gross.
Gross.
And his social media so that he can become a follower. That's a great idea. Okay, so, you know, Kevin doesn't feel like this is his destiny, but Terry Crews feels like, you know, hosting America's Got Talent is his.
You have to understand, this is my destiny, okay? I hosted my high school talent show, all right? We got to go all the way back to 1986. And I saw this happening, you know, when I was a kid. And then to be able to host the world's biggest talent show, you know, is in my destiny, because I did it way back then. Yes. And now, it just freaks me out. I can't believe my life every time I wake up. It's crazy.
What do you think about Terry Crews, Kevin?
I think he's great.
I do, too.
I mean, I've heard a few interviews with him. Not a lot, but a few interviews where every time I hear him, his story is fascinating. And it's just like, yeah, I like that guy.
He's just a positive guy.
He is.
We like positive people.
Now that he says that, I do believe this is my destiny.
Okay, just take some convincing.
Well, yeah. What, you know what happened in 1986 for me?
I do, but you should share with Steve and the rest of the world.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kevin. I'd
Hi,
like to know.
Hi, rest of the world.
Kevin, just text the word Steve to...
So, at 1986, I was part of the Harrington High School production, the high school play production of... God, what was the name of the play?
It helps the story if you have all of the details.
I can't remember the name of the play.
It was your
it
life.
It Runs in the Family, I believe, was the name of the play.
Okie dokie.
And I played the part of Sporty Dan, your top 40 man, coming to you live from the stadium where the Northview Nomads are taking on the... I can't remember all my lines. But I was the
Sporty
radio...
Sporty Dan the what?
Sporty Dan, your top 40 man.
Oh, man. Like that.
So apparently he was a DJ who did sports and top 40 music.
Well, of course he did.
And I got to be the DJ, and I sat there at a little DJ desk. There's a picture of me in one of our yearbooks.
Baby.
Holding my headphones and talking like a radio DJ. So it really was my destiny. And then I, you know, DJed high school dances.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Jay, this was my destiny.
And we're maybe possibly... At some point in your life, did you compete in any sort of DJ contest?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I forgot about that. Back in high school.
I'm here to help.
Myself and Jamie Eckhart, we had Sound Impression Mobile DJ service that we had already started in high school.
Baby.
And
that was a company.
We went and did...
Heck yeah, it was.
We went and did the Bi-County DJ contest at the Lincoln County Fair.
Yeah, what happened there?
We won. We won the contest, and I got a $100 scholarship to the Ron Bailey School of Broadcast and an opportunity to meet and hang out at 92.9 ZZU.
Baby.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
That's amazing. And so obviously it's your destiny. I mean, you've gone from that to
all this.
And that's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is June 11th, 2024. Hey, guess what? Sporty what? Dan, your top 40 man, you got 12 seconds on Nate Smith.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hi, welcome to Jay's Pizza. How you doing? We got a pizza pie just for you. What can I get you?
Yeah, could I get a 747?
Kevin James.
A 747?
Yeah, you know, an extra large plane.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Last week of Free Fuel Friday. That means your chance to qualify for $500 worth of free fuel. And we're going to do one right this very second. We're going to have you play a little game. We like to call the LOL game because we've had super huge success with this game so far.
It has really gone well.
It's gone viral. It's gone crazy. It's gone kooky. It's gone wacky.
It is
almost too well.
Mm-hmm. I think Steve's first invention of a game on the show. Is that correct?
Ooh.
Was it the first one you came up with, Steve?
I think that might be right.
First and only, maybe.
If you want to play the LOL.
You you've had part in other games.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think this one was your baby.
Oh, yeah, I'll take full responsibility.
I mean, you got to kind of get in the rhythm of it. It's, you know, it's not normal. Normal people don't just sit around creating games. I don't know if you know that.
They don't.
Yeah. Well, this was a good one.
If you'd like to qualify for the $500 worth of free fuel, then you can call right now, 509-441-0999, and we will let you play the game we like to call the...
LOL.
This is used to draw attention to a joke or an amusing statement or simply to express amusement.
All righty.
I don't know.
LOL. L O L.
Right. Kevin, you want to explain the game here quickly and then we'll be off and running.
We are going to play a laugh. It is going to be a famous person, a celebrity, if you will. It will be their laugh. And then you will try to identify who that person be.
All right. Let me jump over here on the phone. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
You excited for another sunny day?
Yes. I'm hoping to get home all early and I'll jump in the pool.
There you go.
Buddy.
There you go. A little windy today, by the way. Wind advisory for our area. Just a little heads up for you. And then a cool down for the weekend. But anyway, let's not let that ruin what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Dan, we got a chance for you to win $500. We're going to qualify you for the drawing. The drawing is on Friday afternoon, and we will qualify you for that $500 if you can figure out more than half of these celebrity laughs, okay?
All right.
Anything else he needs to know, Kevin? Are we good?
I think that's it. Yeah, you just you listen to the laugh, and then you tell us who you think it is.
All right, Dan, here we go. Listen carefully. Here is laugh number one. Who is that famous person?
That's producer Steve, I believe.
Is that producer Steve?
Yeah!
Wow! We're going super famous people
one
today.
For one. One for one. That was great.
Let's hear it again, Steve.
Oh, gosh. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Kevin, you can hear it again. It's a very recognizable laugh. I love Steve's laugh. All right, here we go. You're one for one. You got to get more than half of these seven laughs. What famous laugh is this?
Wow.
I have a clue on that one.
It sounds like a friendly giant kind of to me.
A little bit.
What is that one, Steve?
Oh, should I give a... Okay. It's Will Smith.
Will Smith. Will Smith.
Okay, yeah, okay. I hear it now.
Yeah, now that you know, you know. When you know, you know. All right, listen closely. Whose famous laugh is this? Ooh, I know. Ooh, that, I got that one. I got that one. I'll let you hear it again, Dan. Here it comes. Very famous person.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Oh. That is Kevin.
That is Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. Very famous laugh, Jimmy Kimmel. All right, you got to get a... We're fine. You only have two wrong. You're fine so far. Let's get one right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Huh? Hey.
I think I know that one.
I hear that a lot.
I don't know.
Let me
not
give
very
you
a good laugh.
Let me give you a hint right here. Let me try this. Man, I feel like I'm really doing a great job lately.
Oh, Jay.
Oh! What? Wait, what? Oh, gosh. All right. All right. Let's go. Name this famous laugh.
Kevin.
Whoa! Look at him go! Kevin, is it? Wait, is that you?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I thought I was so excited for a second.
But I like what he's trying to do.
3, 2, 1. Here it is again.
I can't tell.
It does kind of sound like Kevin, doesn't
Who
it?
Who is that, Steve?
Oh, it is Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's Dwayne Johnson? What? Gosh, Kevin, your laugh does sound a lot like The Rock's laugh. That's,
does it?
That's crazy. I think it does. I think that sounds a lot like...
Oh, that hurts.
No, it actually doesn't now that you've done that. All right, let's try this one. Here we go, Dan.
Ooh. Oh, that one's legendary. Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, that one's...
Let's hear it again. Oh, go back in time, Dan.
Might have been a minute since you heard it.
Jim Carrey, I guess. I don't know.
Jim Carrey? David Letterman. Oh, man. Dan, pick a number here. Try to get that back through as that number, and we'll see who we can qualify for the $500 worth of free fuel on Friday. What number would you like to pick?
10.
10 it is, my friend. All right, enjoy your day. Caller 10, 509-441-0999. You're going to qualify for the $500 in free fuel. Caller 10.